Can cod liver oil improve your health? My neighbor swears by taking cod liver oil and says I should try it. Could that improve my health? Cod liver oil is a type of fish oil, and it's a good source of the fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A and vitamin D. Like other types of fish oil, it also may contain omega-3 essential fatty acids, which may help ease stiff joints and minor muscle aches. Cod liver oil, however, did not start out as a medicine. It's a byproduct of the Norwegian fishing industry, and it was originally used to soften leather and as a hoof dressing for horses. In the 1800s, German physicians found that when cod liver oil was taken internally, it could cure children of rickets, which was a common disease back then, causing severe bone deformities. Swallowing a dose of cod liver oil every day also seemed to help relieve joint aches, gout, and what they called obstinate constipation. The U.S. United States Pharmacopeia, also known as the USP, describes cod liver oil as a thin, oily liquid with a characteristic, slightly fishy odor and a definitely fishy taste. It's made by steaming the livers of the Atlantic cod, then straining the oil that rises to the top of the vat or kettle. The official formulation of cod liver oil contains three active ingredients: vitamin A, vitamin D, and omega-3 essential fatty acids. By 1851, cod liver oil was declared one of the most esteemed remedies currently available. Doctors strongly recommended it, but children hated taking it. Suggestions on how to improve the fishy taste of cod liver oil began to show up in medical and pharmacy references of that period. For example, the 19th edition of the United States Dispensary, which was published in 1907, contains this advice about cod liver oil. It may be taken alone or mixed with some vehicle calculated to conceal its taste and prevent nausea. Peppermint oil has been found to be helpful. Another suggestion was to chew a small piece of orange peel before and after taking cod liver oil. That should be pretty effective in masking the taste of fish oil or just about anything else. Cod liver oil could improve your health if your diet is low in vitamin D or vitamin A. Vitamin D is essential to incorporating minerals such as calcium into new bone tissue. A deficiency of vitamin D creates weak bones, causing deformed bones in children, which is a disease called rickets. Without enough vitamin D, the newborn bone formed by a growing child is not rigid enough to support their body weight, which creates crooked bones and skeletal deformities. In contrast, in adults, vitamin D deficiency causes weak bones called osteomalacia. Vitamin A deficiency can cause growth retardation, night blindness, and an increased susceptibility to infection. The official recipe of cod liver oil listed in the United States Pharmacopeia, the USP, is cod liver oil, USP. It contains 850 units of vitamin A, 85 units of vitamin D, and approximately 1 gram of omega-3 essential fatty acids in each tasty spoonful, a concentration similar to that found in salmon oil. The dose of cod liver oil recommended in the USP is 1 teaspoonful 3 to 4 times a day for children, and 1 tablespoon, which is 3 teaspoonfuls, 3 to 4 times a day for adults. Other formulations of cod liver oil besides the standard recipe can contain extra vitamin A or extra vitamin D added by the manufacturer. The amount of omega-3 fatty acids in cod liver oil varies, with some formulas using Atlantic cod having the most and those from Pacific cod having little to none. Interestingly, cod liver oil was considered helpful in chronic rheumatism, joint or muscle aches. And 1 cod liver oil product contains nearly the exact same concentration of omega-3 fatty acids found in today's popular salmon oil supplements. To reduce the prevalence of rickets in its children, the United States began fortifying milk in the 1930s with added vitamins A and D. Every 8-ounce serving of cow's milk has 100 international units of vitamin D, 25% of its current FDA recommendation. It also includes 150 units of vitamin A, which is 10% of its recommended daily intake. Today's ready-to-eat cereals are also fortified with vitamins A and D, with about 10% of the recommended daily intake. Rickets is now very rare in the United States. Cod liver oil was one of the first effective vitamin supplements available, but thankfully, there are much more palatable options today to prevent vitamin A and vitamin D deficiency. One tablet of either Centrum Silver or Flintstones chewable vitamins is today's modern and much tastier equivalent. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.